Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is exciting for us because we love to welcome those folks from companies that support veterans, and especially if they are a veteran. And as part of our executive leadership series, I want to welcome him, David Seymour, the Chief Operating Officer up for American Airlines. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate you doing these this type of podcast. I think it's I've seen some of your other ones there, and it's I think a lot of great information and exposure for those serving and those that are veterans that are looking to see what kind of opportunities are out there. So I appreciate you doing this.
Well, no, thank you so much. And this is actually an interview that's 4 years in the making. Do you realize that?
No, I did not.
I was looking back through some of my emails, and we actually talked to your team about 4 years ago about you coming on the program, and that was right at COVID time. And I think you were also trying to get your son enrolled in college, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and he graduates in a month.
Oh, all right. Well, congratulations.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
So it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, glad we could do it anyway, because this is I didn't understand the breadth of everything that American Airlines does for veterans, and starting with yourself as a veteran. Talk about your military career a little bit.
No, I appreciate you asking, because it's I'll say my military career began when I was born. My dad was an Army officer, career Army officer. So my brother and I grew up in the military environment, the Army environment, and moved around a lot. And I'll tell you, I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from being around the Army and what it was all about. And both my brother and I, went to West Point. We wanted to have a career in the Army ourselves, and so I went there. The very interesting thing is my dad, also a West Point graduate. All of us, our first duty assignment was with the 82nd Airborne after we graduated and finished some of our initial officer basic and Ranger school. So we all followed a similar path, and then it kind of diverged from there. My career really after 4 years at West Point was in a platoon leader and executive officer in the 82nd Airborne, and then had a unique opportunity, was selected to become an aide to the 18th Airborne Corps Chief of Staff, a one-star, and did that for about a year. And then the Deputy Corps Commander, two-star, asked me to stay on to be his aide as he was going through a transition. And I was on a track to, make this a career, going to go special forces. And then something came to me about trying to do something different. And I decided that I wanted to try the civilian life. And my last 13 months in the Army was the operations officer for the United States Army parachute team, the Golden Knights.
So, oh, wow.
I've been around... been around airplanes and aviation. I just don't fly them. I jump out of them. And some people ask me why you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. And
right.
I said, it's the thrill and I love it. But yeah, that was the career. And then, but again, I learned so much in the military, and it's been the basis of a lot of what I do as a leader in the civilian world.
Talking to David Seymour here, the National Defense Chief Operating Officer for American Airlines. And Dave, let's go back to the Golden Knights for just a second. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal. And it was actually, I was there during the bulk of the, a better part of the first Gulf War. So a lot of deployments out there, but there's a lot of sense of, I'd say, pride in the United States. So it was a great opportunity, because the Golden Knights is really, the Army's version of the Blue Angels and
right.
the Thunderbirds going out, and one of their missions is recruitment and talking about careers in the military. And absolutely had a phenomenal time going out there. And I got to, got around, saw a lot of states that I'd never been in before in my life. And it was great working with the professionals I was with on the Golden Knights, but just meeting a lot of Americans that are just super interested. And, the fascination with aviation,
right.
you can't say enough about it. People love air shows. They love seeing that kind of thing. So it was a really great environment to be in.
I had the privilege of flying with the Blue Angels Angels about 10 years ago. And I tell everybody, we were up there for 90 minutes. It was the safest I've ever felt in any aircraft. And it was just a phenomenal experience. We're based here in Kansas City, Missouri. And so these guys, these Foursquare guys that come in, they're not impressed with anything. And then we flew over Whiteman Air Force Base with a B-2 sitting on the ground. And that's the first emotion that I saw from the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he got so excited about seeing that. But, yeah, I mean, the Golden Knights and the Blue Angels probably not getting along a lot.
Well, they normally don't go to the same airship.
They did.
That's
have
by now, design.
So 2 years ago, they had the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds at the same air show. And that was magnificent. But like you say, David, that's a good point about recruitment, because everybody's fascinated with airplanes, any kind of aviation, and it does lead to a lot of that. You know, we had the new Miss America on this program a few weeks ago, the first active duty Miss America. Now, you talk about some recruitment. I mean, I just think that's smart. I think that's smart for the military in general. You know, recruitment level's not great right now, but for them to go different avenues and to get the word out and to capitalize on those moments, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the things you can do, but I think it's just getting is, you know, talking about a career in the military, it's a lot different. And I think there's, you know, some people might not have the right perceptions of what it is, but there are a lot of things you can go do in the military, and the training and experience you get, you know, I think in a lot of cases is second to none at that age, particularly those that are leaving high school or leaving college. The opportunities you get with a career early in the military is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and the benefits and everything else on the back end of that. We're talking to David Seymour here on the National Defense COO of American Airlines. Boy, you got your hands full here, David. I mean, airport operations, flight operations, technical operations, in-flight safety, integrated operations center. That's a big day, isn't it?
It's a big day, but, you know, a big day, you got to surround yourself with great people to get it done. But that organization's you know, probably about 85,000 people strong worldwide. But as an airline, we operate, you know, more than 6,000 flights a day. And so some people kind of say, okay, 6,000 flights. Well, that's for us, on average, a plane, American Airlines flight is taking off every, just under 15 seconds, throughout the day.
Wow.
That's what 6,000, translates to. We carry, you know, on peak days, you know, 650,000, and there have been days we've gotten close to 700,000 people on our system. So to put that into perspective, that's like moving Boston or moving to Las Vegas or moving a Washington, D.C. metro, not the Metroplex, but the Washington, D.C. area, moving them every day.
Oh, wow.
Fly to 350 destinations, have a fleet of about 1,500 aircraft. So it's big, but we got a great team, a lot of very capable people that are really, you know, running a phenomenal operation every day.
Well, I want to get into the American connection to veterans, and starting with the visual that you see at the gate and the things that you guys do in terms of allowing active duty military on before anybody else. I just think the first time I saw that, I thought this is so cool and such a great thing to do. And really, it just says a lot before you even get on the plane.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you recognizing that, because it really is important. The benefits that we have with boarding group one for our active duty service members. We also have free bag allowance for active duty service members. A lot of great things. What I find interesting is that a lot of our active duty service members sometimes don't know that benefit's there. And I've been in the airport sometimes, and you see some of them, you know, some of them you obviously pick out if they're in uniform, but they hesitate because they look at their boarding pass and they see what boarding group they're assigned. And you start, you know, I start, will then go around to them and tell them that you get to go on boarding group one, and they feel almost intimidated about doing that. It's not what it says on my car, because of the regiment, and the discipline that you have in the military. And then I've had customers coming up and says, what's going on? It says, this is active duty military. And they separate and they allow them to go on. But it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's just, it's part of our DNA at American, giving back to those that are serving and those that have served. And honestly, and for the families, because the families of those in active service or veterans, they gave a lot. And I think that sometimes what they gave is underappreciated. So we try and do a lot to support all of them.
And speaking of families, David, I know you guys are the presenting sponsor of the Gary Sinise Snowball Express, which we partner with his foundation quite a bit. And this great trip to Walt Disney World every single year where they fly these kids in, man, it's so emotional, and it's such a great thing to do. And you guys have been doing that for a long time, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. It's almost since its inception, because before Gary's an early involvement was financial support, and then obviously the Lieutenant Dan Band. And it actually started here in the DFW area, and it bounced between Dallas 1 year, Fort Worth the next. And I got to attend some of the events. But it's really, Gold Star families, where you bring the surviving spouse and their kids. And it is a truly emotional event. To be a part of, we love it, and the number of aircraft. There are times we're putting over 20 aircraft that support the movement of all of them to that location. Huge send offs in the airport.
Right.
When they go now, we actually have a big wide body aircraft that flies out of DFW, and I attend a kickoff ceremony for that and spend time with the soldiers. But everybody, our flight crews that operate the flight, volunteer for those, the team members, and we probably have several hundred that help out with all the logistics. Just absolutely look forward to the day. But it's, again, one of the many ways that we give back to the organization. And I can't say enough about Gary Sinise and the Gary Sinise Foundation for what they do. There's no one, truly no one like them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you talk about a guy that has just the perfect heart for veterans and their families. It's Gary Sinise. And Gary told us that, those kids, they go back year after year after year, and they become friends and just have buddies all over the world then.
Oh, it is. It's quite a community when you talk to some of them, because they – the challenge for some of them is they go, with the kids, especially the younger ones, is it's hard for them to relate, or other kids to relate to their scenario.
Right.
And they, in some cases, I've talked to some of them, they don't want the apologies and all that. But when they're with people that are similarly situated, they connect. And it's the opportunities. And you're right. They do build friendships that transcend outside of even that event. They honestly say one of the toughest moments for those kids is when they age out of the program, and they can no longer go because of the age restrictions that they have. But what you find some of them is volunteering to come back and be a volunteer at the event, so they
That's
can
cool.
stay connected with it. So
That's cool.
it does it's a phenomenal event.
We're talking to David Seymour here in the National Defense, part of the Executive Leadership Series, Chief Operating Officer for American Airlines. And so, David, you're also the executive sponsor for American's Veteran and Military Employee Business Resource Group. Talk about that a little bit.
No, it's I'd love to talk about it. It is actually our largest employee resource business group that we have out there. And we have quite a number because, again, as with 130,000 people at American Airlines worldwide, we are the cross section of America. We, the diversity is phenomenal here. We have a lot of groups out there, but within the 130,000, and again, several of them are in foreign countries. We have right now just under 10,000 that have indicated that they are either veteran status, or in some cases we have those that are active in the reserves, because we have a lot of flexibility with some of the schedules that you can do both.
Sure.
So we have a lot, but this is a group that's not just those that have served. We have a lot of families, people that work, team members that work for us that have, relatives. It could be sons and daughters. It could be, aunts and uncles that are in there, and they so appreciate what the military and the veterans do that they want to be part of this. And so these organizations do a lot of small. We talked about, Snowball Express with Gary Sinise, but we do other events. But they'll do a lot of local things, helping out veteran veteran outreach, veteran support. But it is hands down our largest employee resource business group that we have there, and it's super active.
That's incredible. And nobody would understand better than you too, David, about how that camaraderie comes about. I mean, when you're working with other veterans and you're sharing that culture, there's just a sense of comfort there and a sense of everybody's going to get the job done, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's what it is in America. And that's where, you know, I like being in this industry. I like being at this company. This company, you know, one of the many features of what we just talked about, it's part of our DNA to give back. You know, when we have events that are supporting military and veterans, there are always more volunteers than we have positions to accommodate for the things that we need to get done. And it's just, it's so much a part of that. But the other thing I like about it is the jobs. There's so many opportunities. Go look at any of the services. You know, you're self-supporting. You got to do a lot of the work yourself. And that's what I like about this is there's a lot of opportunity. I was at an event last night with some of our team, and I encourage people to get out and try different facets of the airline. But there's always this opportunity. And the other thing I like about it, and what I really appreciate about the military, is no 2 days are alike. Okay, every day, because there's just so much we can control, and there's a lot of outside forces out there, weather being one of the biggest ones, that every day plays out a little bit differently. And I like that that you have to evaluate your position. You got to evaluate what you have to work with, and make quick decisions. And the team's doing a phenomenal job here. Solving that puzzle every day, all throughout the day. And I'm really proud of what they're doing. But that's, one of the things I really like about it. And those that have served in the military know that. They go to work every day. They don't know what, they might think they know what they're going to expect. It might not play out that way.
Hey, a different mission every day. That couldn't be a more perfect fit. And even down to working with military dogs, right?
That's right. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do a lot of programs there to help out with that one. And I'd say back up to there. We have a same mission every day. It's how we get that mission accomplished right every day that ends up being a little bit different.
Right. Yeah. What is the longest plane ride you've ever had, personally?
Longest one I had was just over 17 hours. It was from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport here to Hong Kong. And it was a long trip.
That's a long trip. We're based here in Kansas City, and we recently had a new airport for the first time in forever. And so there are flights being added, and it's pretty exciting stuff. Anything involving new airlines coming in, new routes taken, all of these different things. Have you had a chance to see the new airport?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I was there probably about a week and a half ago. I know it made news in the Kansas City area, and it certainly made news nationally earlier. But I was at the Celebration of Life for Colonel Roger Dahlin, the Medal of Honor recipient that just passed away, who actually was a family friend of ours. My dad and him served together. And I was up there for the event at Fort Worth. Phenomenal event, the outpouring of support. And he left such a lasting legacy and in his outreach to the community and in not just in Kansas City, but everything he did as a Medal of Honor recipient. So, yeah, I was up there. And when I landed, I looked around and said, this isn't the Kansas City airport that I,
there's
I
more
last
than two,
flew into.
There, more
so
than two
you got
restaurants.
A great airport. Yeah.
More than two restaurants here now.
yeah.
Well, and the other great thing, are you still on the board of the Medal of Honor Foundation?
No, I've left the board, but I do support. So I'm still very active with it, and we still support the Medal of Honor Society, which is the Medal of Honor recipients, their group, and then we have support for the new Medal of Honor Museum that's being built here in Arlington, Texas. So just a little south of where I'm at right now. But we, as you may or may not know, we have one of our aircraft. The livery, where it really is the design of the airplane, recognizes the Medal of Honor. Phenomenal aircraft if you get to see it, transiting through the country. And if you get on board, there's some QR codes you can scan to learn more about the Medal of Honor. But it's, again, cool. Another sign of our support for those, because the Medal of Honor recipients are are, individuals. Like, if you haven't met one, go take the opportunity. Salt of the earth kind of people. They're all cut a little bit differently, but that is, they are truly American heroes.
Well, David, what should people do if we have people in the audience listening right now that say, you know what, American Airlines sounds like the place for me? What's the first step in finding out more information about some openings?
No, I love the opportunity, and we're very supportive, as I've talked about, with bringing veterans on, and even those that are still active in the Guard and Reserve. There's a lot of flexibility that we provide to do that. But the best way to go is at jobs.aa.com, and there's a huge opportunity for jobs. And again, worldwide, we fly to 350 cities, so there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of locations. But the thing I tell a lot of people that when they're getting out, coming to work at American, yeah, there's some technical skills, a pilot, a mechanic, but there are a lot of skills out there working in the airport or working in our headquarters or working in our integrated operations center, which you see behind me, where your leadership skills. I stress to any active duty member that's looking to get to leave the service and get into the civilian world, or veterans that are out there, is they have a tendency to underestimate what they really what they really got done in the military, and that is outside of skills that they had, they had leadership. And whether you're an officer, a non-commissioned officer, or an enlisted, you led people at various levels, and that is a huge need out there to have people in leadership positions. In the military, you get different requirements, different missions. But you're still leading people, and you know how to get it done. There's just tremendous opportunities. And I always tell people, don't underestimate those skills, those leadership skills you learn, your ability to make a difference in someone's life or a group of people's lives. And that's what they ought to emphasize when they go out there. Don't focus in necessarily on the technical or the specific job functions. And there's tremendous opportunity at this airline for that.
What is it about these West Point grads that end up leading companies? We had Alex Gorsky on here a few years ago, this former CEO of Johnson & Johnson, a West Point grad. Mm-hmm. And you can find you guys everywhere, just leading just about every Fortune 500 company in America.
Well, I don't know about everyone, but no, we're getting out there. I mean, it's it's about leadership. And part of leadership also is surrounding yourself with great people and able to recognize, great leaders and advance great leaders and all that. But I think any service, I'll be biased to West Point, but, there are a lot of great leaders from all the service academies, and even some that aren't from service academies, but, led in the military, that have the skills that you need to, because, leadership ultimately is what's going to get you through, running a business, and certainly managing through crisis, which, during the pandemic, a lot of companies face crisis, and finding a way to navigate out and be able to set the path forward. Huge opportunity.
And I know American Airlines does a lot with the George W. Bush Institute. What exactly, how do you work with them? We've had President Bush on the program a couple of times, and you talk about a guy that wants to roll his sleeves up and get out there with veterans.
Oh, he certainly is. I actually saw him at a event last week. We had there's a political event for a new person that's running for the Senate, not in Texas but outside. Actually end up being graduated from West Point, so we'll draw that connection there again. A couple years after I graduated, but my brother and sister-in-law knew him. But I saw the former president there, and I told him I miss his Wounded Warrior, or his Warrior program. He's at the Warrior 43 program, and I used to go down to Crawford to his ranch down there, and he would host Wounded Warriors out on bike rides. One of the events I really look forward to, just biking around. And at the time, he was almost 75 years old, and he was leading the pack. The guy is incredible, but what he gives is just, he's another one I put in that category of a Gary Sinise. Yep. Just truly supportive and creating opportunity for our veterans, and particularly in this case, the Wounded Warriors. But he has programs at the Bush Institute that support that in the Military Initiatives Program that we support.
Well, David, I can't thank you enough for your time, man, and thank you for your service. Thank you for what America is doing for veterans and to support veterans in the military and their families. And keep up the great work.
No, Randy, thanks for the opportunity again. I really appreciate you doing these kind of series there. It really, I think it's great for the military and veterans to see this and see about the opportunities and hear about it, because sometimes they might not see that as an opportunity, and you give us the platform to be able to talk about it. And so thanks for all you do to support military and veterans.
It's my honor. Now, please return your armrests and tray tables to their locked and upright positions.
You got it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.